A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 8th, 2017. Welcome to the women's segment, the women's roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the women's roundtable, we are discussing the infighting within the opposition MDCT and what that means for women in leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina, chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Always seen lobo mama, hikolapo esiti kasihluzeni bo mama. We are also on the internet. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, loba go www.voashona.com, loba njalo go www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming. So go to our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Indebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are live streaming right now, so you can join in the conversation. Welcome again, and if you're just joining us, welcome. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the infighting within the opposition MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai and what this means for women pursuing leadership positions and those in leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And Marv, MDC leader Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai has three vice presidents, namely Mr. Gozani Kube, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and Elias Muzuri. But in the past few days, there has been a fighting in the party, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for the opposition party as the elections are just around the corner. Tsvangirai is currently in South Africa seeking treatment for cancer, and yesterday his spokesperson published a press statement saying Tsvangirai had appointed Nelson Chamisa as acting leader, taking the reins from Elias Muzuri, who was acting previously. But party spokesman Obed Gutu, however, disputed this, and the other leader, Thokozani Kube, has been left out in the cold.
Yes, PJ, this is what has been going on within the MDC. And but before we go into the world of politics, PJ, we have an in-studio guest. Mm-hmm. We have a colleague from the Africa Division who has her own music show, Music Time in Africa. And she just returned from Zimbabwe, where she met some of the country's top musicians. So we're so excited to have you in studio, Heather.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself, and what is your show called?
Sure. Hello, everybody. It's great to be here on Studio 7. My name's Heather Maxwell. I'm the host and producer of one of the longest running radio shows on the Voice of America called Music Time in Africa. It's a pan-African music show that's comes out on the weekends, 55 minutes of pan-African music.
Wow. So you just returned from Zimbabwe. Tell us a little bit about that.
First of all, it was my first time in Zimbabwe, and I've traveled and lived in many different countries in Africa. Really wonderful experience. Zimbabwe, from what I saw, I only had 4 days. Everyone says, why didn't you go here? You didn't go here. What? You didn't go there? I basically just stayed in Harare, but was able to get out a little bit to a couple different parts of, right outside the city. But it was just fantastic. And the music is very bubbling and alive and electrifying there. I was pleasantly surprised.
Wow. PJ, over to you.
So are you planning to
return
to Zimbabwe? Yeah.
You know,
over a longer period.
I am. And mm-hmm. there's talk. I can't say too much because it might not happen, but possibly I might go back in September.
Wow. Anyway, before we talk about you going back, share with us some of the vibe that actually excited you in Zimbabwe. You met some of the country's top musicians. Who were they? Especially, we want to hear especially about the women.
The women,
but
okay.
Let's start with the top, of course. Okay, we know.
Top of the top, I would say I met Amara Brown, interviewed her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Spent a nice, wonderful, long morning with her. Uh-huh. I also interviewed Ja Preza.
You did?
Oh, yeah. One of the camera people, a young lady who was with me the whole time, she was trembling when she was taking the shot. So I can't guarantee the footage. Oh, that was really nice. Ja Preza and Oliver Mutukudzi.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just lucky enough that the 4 days I was there, he had popped in for 1 or 2 days before he was going to go back on tour. He's going to perform in Mali.
Yes.
And so I went up to his art center and got a nice interview there.
You actually went over to Norton to Pakarepae?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Heather, you had it rolling.
Yep.
And talking about Ja Preza, I was in Zimbabwe around Christmas time and he was like a cult. What did you see? Like, what are people feeling?
He was like a what?
A cult. Everybody wanted to hear his music. Everybody literally, it was like, I don't know, people were in trances or something.
It's the same. It's the same now. Mm. And he is, you know, when you go to his studio, he has a beautiful studio and he's got people around him. And it takes a lot to get even close to him.
Wow.
So that speaks a little bit about the direction of his profession and his career. Uh-huh. But he's doing a lot of collaborations now with different artists from different parts of Africa. And the one song that was the soundtrack in our car while I was in Harare was his song with Yemi Alade.
Ah.
You know that single?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I even know some of the parts. Here, two, three, four. Here, that's my part. Here, you sing it 3 times, and then it goes.
What's Yemi Alade?
But, you know, it was just the artists that I met were, they all spoke well, they all performed well. Many of them played mbira or marimba as well as, you know, other instruments, more contemporary things. Uh-huh. But I liked that closeness to tradition that I saw.
Yes.
And I also liked the nice mix, gender mix of a lot of female artists that were comfortable in their own shoes as female artists, as well as men. In many other parts of Africa, you don't get that so much. You don't have women that feel so confident and comfortable as musicians. I really loved that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you couldn't go to Bulawayo, where the Ndebele speaking people, the headquarters of the Ndebele speaking people and musicians as well.
Yes.
You could have seen a lot of female musicians there. There's at the top of my head, there's Sandra Ndebele and Sandra Ndebele. I wish when you go back, wish you luck in September that you would go back and be able to visit Bulawayo as well and meet these Ndebele speaking musicians. They also speak, they also sing in Ndebele. It's also very rich in culture. There's a culture center in Bulawayo, Amakosi. You're going to see a lot of these musicians. And most probably you're going to be able to visit Victoria Falls.
Yes.
One of the seven wonders of the world.
Yes. It was really hurting me that I couldn't go there. But you're right. That's on the top of my list, to go up to Bulawayo and then, the secondary
Falls.
Trip. Yeah. See that.
Let's go back to the lady performers. You said you interviewed Amara Brown. Tell us a little bit about what was that like for you. She's been nominated in the NAMA Awards for her album Achilles. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about her and what was your takeaway from Amara?
My takeaway was that she's a very articulate, worldly young woman who is going very far. In fact, one of the first questions I asked her in the interview is, you know, how do you feel like being at the top of your career? And she said, I'm not at the top.
Yet. Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Like right away. Uh-huh. She has, and she's just got a huge fan base. She's in social media very, very much so. But when she started singing, I just loved the way she sings. It's just absolutely beautiful, thoughtful. She plays the mbira beautifully, but yet she's also a total pop star.
Yes.
But when she came to see me, she brought her mbira. So that's what I mean. It was really, you know, there's just this down-home sort of, let me just play this beautiful song. She dedicated it to Hugh Masekela, who had just passed 2 days before.
Mm.
But then when you watch her music videos, uh-huh. she's like doing splits on the dance floor, and, you know. So, and she, I really liked a lot of the things she talked about. She's deep.
Uh-huh.
She's deep. She talked about having gone to the States and lived for a while and what that felt like as a young girl being mixed. That's what we call in the States.
Yes.
We might call her black in the States, but she was saying she was totally confused at how the same literal color of the skin can mean
Chased.
Such different mm-hmm, things mm-hmm, in different mm-hmm, places mm-hmm. and how you're put in different categories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she learned and grew a lot from that experience.
And also, she's the daughter of Andy Brown, as you know, who was a musician himself, renowned
yes.
musician.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think we actually met him here. He came through VOA at one stage.
Yes, at one stage in 2005.
I'm not sure which year.
Yeah,
that
it was
now you're letting our, you know, edges be known.
That's a no-no.
But, yes. So, you know, and then we see also you interviewed Selma Mtukudzi, who happens to be the daughter of Oliver Mtukudzi. So are we seeing
isn't she
fathers?
Also the daughter of the female singer?
No.
Chiwoniso?
No, she's not Chiwoniso's
that's
daughter.
Andy Brown's wife, but not her mother.
Yes,
mother,
but people
yeah,
always
okay.
get it confused, but that's not yeah. Chiwoniso's yes. daughter, but yeah. she mm. is Andy Brown's daughter.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is we're seeing the fathers passing on the baton
we are. Mm.
To the
daughters.
Kids.
And daughters.
Especially
yes.
daughters. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I asked both of the singers about that. You know, how do you feel, you know, coming from these lineages of really famous internationally renowned artists, and both of them, you know, they said, well, first of all, uh-huh. they needed to find their own. It's taken them
yes.
both a while to find their own identity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's not unique to Zimbabwe. That's a worldwide thing when you uh-huh. have families of musicians who are stars.
Yeah.
They always have to struggle a little bit to figure out who they are and find their own imprint. Mm-hmm. But both are doing well in different styles. Now, Selmore is also married to a very,
oh, yes.
very famous musician. So it's
yes.
not just her father.
That's so true.
Yeah. So, Tendai.
Tendai, yes. yes. His father also was a musician. So this is a lineage
so
of...
That's deep.
It's deep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really deep.
That's Manaza.
No, he's still alive. Zex Manaza. He's the
son
of Zex Manaza.
Yeah, so his
yeah.
father is also a musician.
He's a musician.
Of music. I mean...
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I wonder what is the grandson going to be? Oh, the grandchild.
True.
We all waiting
yes,
to
true.
See.
True. Uh-huh. But I also yes. met some other female musicians.
Tell us about those.
Well, I met... Tariro Negitari.
Yes. We've met Tariro. She came in studio.
Oh.
We met her here.
Oh,
yes.
really?
Yes.
She's lovely. And she played acoustic guitar for me at uh-huh. the Bronte Hotel. Beautiful voice. Always working on her new stuff.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed that. And I met an artist named Carmen. Carmen, forgive me if I don't pronounce this right. Uh-huh. Huarari? Huarari.
Okay.
H-W-A-R. A-R-I.
Let's say that.
Huarari.
Huarari.
Mm-hmm.
It's my itinerary.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, you hear. So she plays Mbira.
Yes.
And she's also a music school teacher. Her husband's a music school teacher.
Wow.
I really liked how music is nicely integrated into music schools, or
yes.
to schools in general.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about what I saw, too, in Harare and outside. I went to Marondera, to two schools there,
mm-hmm.
and saw their marimba ensembles, their choirs. Mm-hmm. I went to, what was the school right in Harare, St. Peter's?
St. George's? Is it a girls' school or boys' school?
No, it's a boys' school.
St. Michael's or St. George's?
I thought it was St.
Or St. John's?
Oh, my gosh, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me that I don't remember that. But, yeah, there were a lot of schools. I went to a lot of schools, and I was uh-huh. impressed. And even local arts centers and saw children mm. performing and learning. And
wow.
Really great.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, I think you mentioned one more other female musician. Who else did you meet?
Carmen, Selmore, Amara. Oh, yes, Pauline.
Uh-huh. What does Pauline play?
Pauline, she sings uh-huh. and plays guitar.
Okay.
Or wow. no, it was Mbira. Mbira. And she has a mission with her music, which is to empower women and
wow.
sing out against violence
uh-huh.
Against women. That's a big topic of hers.
Wow.
So that was really, really nice. I didn't get a visual interview, but we did an audio interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Pauline Gundiza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some of the artists that you're mentioning, it's my first time hearing about them, but this is good because we're also giving them a platform for people to get to know about them. Because, you know, sometimes, PJ, like we always say, you know, the ones that have been known before, we keep promoting them because we don't know any other new talent. Or they've probably been here for a long time, but this is good that you've brought them up.
Yeah,
we've been here so long, Marv. It's like 15 years now.
Oh.
Even Ja Praiser himself,
yeah.
He became famous after we left the country, so
yeah, that happens. You have to actually, and that's why I like to go on these missions. I call them music missions. It's a lot of fun for me.
You have to touch base,
but yes, you know, and you have to do it. You have to do it place by place. You can't just do one sweep. You need to go stay and just get to know that community of people, and it spreads from there.
That is so true.
It spreads
so
from there.
I hope now we have to go back to our topic of the day.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure actually if we have. I think I'm not sure whether we have our videos ready. But we're just hearing now that, you know, we need to translate a little bit into Shona, but we were going to do that in the second half, but we'll go ahead and do it while you're here.
Okay.
Kune awa vachango pinda mchirongwa chedu nasi taita rombora kanaka tine mumwe wedu anoshanda ipo pano pa Voice of America anonziye Heather Maxwell. Heather akaenda iye kuZimbabwe uko akanosangana nevaimbi vanoimba misambo yemhanzi yakasiyana siyana akasangana navamutukudzi akasangana na Ja Praiser akasangana zvena Somo Mutukudzi akasangana na Tarirone Gitari akasangana na Amara Brown wechimbo chake Achilles nevamwe vaviri madzimai vamwe vakasangana naye saka ari kungotaura nesu achitipanzwisa yezvaakaona kumusha ari kuti iye akafadzwa nekuti nyaya dzemhanzi dziri kuwanikwa dzichiitwa kune zvikoro nezvimwewo ari kuti chakanyanya mubata ndechekuti vanhu pari zvino vari kutambira misambo yemimhanzi yakasiyana siyana ari kuti akashamisika nekuona kuti vana vechidikisa Amara Brown uyo waanoona pa social media achitamba chito dzimbo dzake vana Achilles anogonazve kuridza mbira uye zvese Mutukudzi anogonawo anogona kuridza magitare natariro negitare nevamwe vataura vaimbi saka ndozvatiri kutaura ipo pano asi nichaenda kuna Praxedes Jeremiah amboti dee nechindevele munzwewo zvatiri kutaura PJ.
Yeah, siyalambukela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje kulabo abasanda kusixhuma luhlelo lapho esihlaziya khona eziphathelane labo mama liyakwazi ngolwesine maviki wonke. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sihlaziya udaba lokuphatheka kwabesifazane kumbe ukuthi sithi bangaphi abesifazane kungxabangxoza eyenzakalayo ebandleni elikhulu eliphikisayo ele MDCT. Kodwa ke singakayi kulolo daba siqaleke ngokuba lengxoxo esigcine sesijabulela leyo ngxoxo ngolimi lwesiNgisi kungenxa yokuthi silesethekeli lapha esisebenza laso lapha emsakazweni we Voice of America yena-ke ulohlelo olwesiNgisi oluphathelane lengoma ezehlukeneyo zase-Afrika ngoba ukhona kuhlandla lethu le-Africa Division uHeather Maxwell ubeke lethuba lokwethekelela kwele Zimbabwe wahlangana labaculi baseZimbabwe kodwa ikade lokho engikhuluma laye lapha ngisithi mina awenelisanga ufika ngobulawayo ikanti wasenithembisa ukuthi hatshi uzophindela njalo enqenye ngezikhathi zabo September uzayifinyelela ukuthi ayifika kobulawayo ayidibana futhi labesifazane abangabaculi kuthi yena uhlangane labaculi abanjengoTuku uJa Praiser uSiyama Mtukudzi umntanakhe kaindodakazi kaTuku liyayazi omunye njalo umculi oyimntwana oyindodana njalo yomculi omkhulu Amara Brown wathena nakhanya ngani uyathuthuka ngempela luntombazana emculweni wakhe liyamazi ukuthi yena namnta ka uthambani uBrown
Pauline
ibizo lakhe
hayi
ibizo likababakhe
Andy Brown.
Andy Brown. Umntaka Andy Brown. Kube lomunye okuthiwa nguCarmen, kube lomunye njalo okuthiwa nguGundiza owesifazane adibane labo. Uthe nana wayethekelele indawo ezehlukeneyo. Kodwa ke waba lensuku ezine kuphela eseHarare ngasenelisanga ukuyafika kobulawayo. Yikho ke nyamkhuthaza ukuthi ahambe. Uyefika kobulawayo.
Okay, I understand. She's telling me I need to go back to Bulawayo, right?
Yes, exactly.
Tell us about the music culture. You were saying that you also visited music centers. What yes. did you see? Like, what's the mood like in Zimbabwe and Harare in particular, where you went?
Well, people seem happy. People mm-hmm. seem happy. They seem excited. Roads are getting paved over. Uh-huh. There's work that's happening. People are commenting how you can drive freely. Uh-huh. It was fun. And musicians are saying that because, you know, they're always on the road.
Yes.
Some of the centers, I just notice how children are so, they come alive when they play the marimba, especially because they're jumping up and down, they're dancing. Mm-hmm. And so I went to one center called Sororo, I think, Sororo. Uh-huh. I went to, Pakare Paye, of course. I went to Peter House School, Watershed College, the one in the city,
St. George's?
Gosh.
St. John's, maybe?
They're going to be so mad
because
at they, me.
St. John's, I know, actually do play. My sister's son plays
band.
The marimba.
It's not right St. John's. It was a jazz. Sure. They had a jazz band.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's very interesting.
St. George's, maybe.
Mm-hmm. St. George's or Prince Edward?
Yes. That was it. Prince Edward, thank you. Thank you, PJ. Prince Edward, yeah. They have two bands there.
Wow.
And that's where I met Albert Nyati also.
Okay.
I also met some other artists like Sulumani Chimbetu.
Oh, you met Sulumani?
Yes, I loved his music and the story of his style.
Uh-huh. His father was also a musician.
Yes. And he talked to me about
Did he get
that.
To dance for you?
No, I went to three different clubs, you know,
Tell
at night.
Tell us about that.
Well, I went to, first of all, the French Alliance Française.
Yes.
You know, they have a lot of young people go there. And uh-huh. I saw a jazz band, really nice Zimbabwean saxophone player. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I went to the Ambassador Hotel, I think, on the top. Uh-huh. And Mukumba was playing there.
Oh, how was Mukumba?
Yes. Oh,
we met them here
gosh.
Before.
I brought them. Well, they came here
yes,
to be on Music
you.
Time, and then
yes.
I brought them to you guys, remember?
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen them since then. I think that was 2014.
Wow.
They were so much better, and they were already good here, but, I mean, those guys are... They are awesome.
Uh-huh.
And they had a very packed show of all different kinds of people. The ambassador, the American ambassador's wife was there dancing. And,
wow.
A lot of people were there. Oliver Mutukudzi's manager was there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people. You know,
so where do you see Zimbabwe's future in music heading, especially for the women?
I think it's really on the rise. Mm-hmm. I think because, you know, they are already... They like I said before, they seem so confident being musicians. It doesn't seem like I know there are parents who are concerned about their children becoming musicians, whether
yes.
they're female or male.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that.
Uh-huh.
But I still think that they have a lot to offer. And, you know, Zimbabwean music is not that well known outside of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Not very many people know Ja Preza even.
That's true.
Maybe
yeah.
in Nigeria
it's
now.
Southern Africa.
It's
they
Southern
do,
Africa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andy Brown. A lot of people don't know who Andy Brown is outside mm-hmm. of
So what can
Southern
Zimbabweans
Africa.
Do to make themselves known? Because now the Nigerians have, you know, carved a niche.
Yes.
To even here in the U.S.
Oh,
when
yes.
you go to a club, they play Nigerian music.
Yes.
What can Zimbabweans do?
You know, if we knew the answers, if there was a recipe, okay, they'd already be doing it. So I
yes.
can't really say, but I find that if they find their own unique sound
uh-huh.
that somehow says, this is Zimbabwe, uh-huh. you know, don't do Nigerian
yes.
Niger music.
Uh-huh.
Collaborations are smart
uh-huh.
because they bring that group. So like Ja Preza's song with Yemi Alade
yes.
brings all the Nigerians in, and then Nigerians come to the U.S. and they hear it. So you can get in that way.
Yes.
So
idea.
Collaborations are good,
mm-hmm.
but also, you know, working those traditional instruments
yes.
into something unique and kind of up, you know, up tempo
uh-huh.
and in with sort of modern sounds. That is also very, very smart to do. And working the social media angle,
mm-hmm.
because nowadays you don't have to have a major record deal. You don't have to have that. You can do something really fabulous on your own and market it on your free on your you know iPhone on your
yes.
Facebook page
uh-huh.
You can generate that. You just got to keep going and keep it up and keep practicing because there's no shortcuts to you know quality sounds, and that takes practice.
Mm-hmm. You spoke about social media. How widely are the musicians that you met using it to market their music?
They're all using it. Some are more aggressive and more, you know, creative with it than others. Mm-hmm. But like I said, Amara was, right before our interview, she got on there and she was talking to her fans of Facebook Live and saying, I'm about to do this interview, let's talk later. So I feel like she's really engaged with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ja Praises is big too, but that I'm not sure if that's him or his management, but the point is the more you're on social media and the more you can do like creative things,
mm-hmm.
not sloppy stuff, but something thoughtful and creative, that can really go far.
Mm.
It can really go far. But ladies, you know, dress up, look good. You know, don't just get on the social media and like play your, you know, you got to get the set the stage, make uh-huh. it look something special. But it doesn't really take money.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Heather Maxwell, mumwe wedu anoshanda ipo pano pa Voice of America, ari kutaura nezvaakasangana nazvo kuZimbabwe. Ari kuti iye ari kuona remangwana revaimbi vemuZimbabwe rakanaka, nekuti ari kuti iye pane vaakasangana navo vaikwanisa ivo kushandisa zvivhitivhiti zvakadai semafoni. Ati iye Amara Brown asati apinda pakutaura naye akabva aenda pasocial media pake ipapa pafoni achibva ataura kuti ndaakumboita interview. Saka ari kuti kune avo vanokwanisa nyanya vari mune zvemitambo, shandisai social media kuti ikwanise kukuendesai mune remangwana. Atizve zvakakosha kuti kana uchinge uri kuenda ipapa pafoni uchida kuita zvauri kuita, enda wakachena uchiratidzawo mabasa ako ari kuita. Kana uchiita zvekuridza gitari, woita izvozvo uri mune zvakanaka. Saka ndo zvimwe zvaari kutaura. Akati iye akawanikwa achishanya kuzvikoro zvakadai sePeter House, Prince Edward, kwaati iye kune band rinoridza jazz nekumwewo. Asi ari kuti ndo zvakanyanya mufadza kuti ari kuona remangwana reZimbabwe panyaya yemimhanzi rakachena. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, beloke sikusaqhubekela pambili lokho esixoxa lo yidla lapha chasisa ukuthi kwethekelela ezikolo ezithile kubo Prince Edward, kube Peter House, lezinye ezikolo ezigombolozele eHarare ngokho ehlangana labaculi. Umavelas wambuza ke ukuthi kungani kathi umculo waseZimbabwe ungazakali kumbe ungadumanga kwezinye indawo zomhlaba okufana lakhona lapha eMelika. Wacebisa ke ukuthi yena naye yena akakwazi ukuthi licebo bani angalinika, kodwa ke okulutshwana angakunika yikuthi lisebenzise inkundla lezi zokukhulumisana ezeFacebook ezokuzilibazisa la uhambela kubo Facebook, uhambela kubo Twitter, lawe uzimakethe wena ngokwakho njengomculi kumbe njengomdlali wokulingisa kumbe olodumo khona lapho eZimbabwe, ukuze imisebenzi yakho yazakale. Kodwa uhambe khona lapho enkundleni zokuzilibazisa la ucicile uzicombile njengani.
Heather, I think just to, you know, round up now, you know, you've really given us an insight.
Great.
Into Zimbabwe. Right now, I feel like I need to rub myself against you so I can still feel the warmth of Harare. It's very cold here.
Yes, it is.
Your takeaway, like, how does Zimbabwe move forward, especially the women musicians?
My takeaway is just keep doing what you're doing. And know that, you know, you can create your own opportunity by just mastering your art,
mm-hmm.
and trying to put yourself out there, collaborating with other artists. Make sure you say, this is Zimbabwe in your songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Put that little thumbprint of Zimbabwe somewhere, whether it's in your lyric or your sound or the melody. I love the way Zimbabweans sing. I'm working on it. Okay, I can't do it yet. But it's this, there's a certain sound. I can't even describe it.
Uh-huh.
Love that. Do never, ever lose that, because that's just so beautiful. And those are kind of my takeaways. But there's a lot of other young artists out there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, keep going. I'll come back in September. So
thank you.
I can check back and see who's doing what and,
uh-huh.
and look for more new artists, too.
Before you leave, I hope you're comfortable talking about politics. After all, even music, the lyrics indicate to a certain extent. They also indicate the social life, the political scenario, the economic, and everything else.
Of course.
How did you see? Because we transitioned from Mugabe rule of 37 years to Mnangagwa. the women, are they fitting in from what you could see?
Well, to tell you the truth, I did not try to talk about politics on this trip.
Okay.
I need more time to do that. And I think that art is one thing in many, many countries. They might sing about politics using euphemisms or using parallels or things, metaphors, but they don't also want to talk about politics. So, and, you know, because many of the lyrics are not in English, and I don't speak Ndebele or Shona.
Yes.
I don't really know. I don't have an insight into those lyrics unless I ask them, you know, how is this related to politics? So I really, I'm sorry, PJ, but I can't really help you out there. Not really.
No, that's fine. We really, really thank you for your time. But you can take a seat right there. Head the Avons when I see PJ, kuti kuopanya zeje matonge ruenyika. Pane zvamaona here, zvamakaona muri kumusha. Head akati, ah, zvimwe izvi zvematonge ruenyika. Pari zvino, handikwanisi hangu kutaura nezvazvo, PJ.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu uitha lapha uke wethekelela eZimbabwe wasinika ke akubonileyo khona ngale ngithe ngiyambuza ngize mbusazwe hayi kathandanga ukuthi angene yizo axile yizo ukuthi yenana naye engxenye ngesikhathi esilandelayo uzakakhangela vula amehla akhe kanye lendlebe zakhe kodwa kwamanje hayi kala akala okuningi angakukhuluma phezu kwezombusazwe sibongile kakhulu Heather, thank you so much for coming to our program. We went down memory lane, and I also visited Zimbabwe like for 4 days as well. But I was so busy with family matters that I didn't see much. I only walked through Harare for just a day, but I still have that feeling that, you know, I should have stayed longer, but it's impossible. Yeah,
I loved it.
Well, you know, I think you saw more. I was there for nearly 4 weeks, but I think you saw more.
Well, you know, when you only have a certain amount of time, you try to fit it all in there.
Thank you. No, we really appreciate because you brought it all back. And especially, I like the promotion, especially of the women. Like we said, Selma is actually nominated also on the NAMA Awards. And Amara Brown is also nominated, and Ja Praise as well.
Yes.
One of his songs and his album, Kutonga Kwari, is also nominated. So you got to see all the big stars.
It was really fun. It was it was great to see the big and the little. And we can look forward to watching and listening to a lot of the interviews on my social media, Music Time.
Go ahead and tell us where people can actually get you.
Okay. You can get on Facebook on music. It's called Music Time in Africa. Just type in those words and it will pop up because there's over a million listeners and viewers, followers on there now.
Saka muri kunzwa hanzi endai pa Facebook yenyu monotype Music Time in Africa mova matwanya tsi like kuitira kuti muone iyo ma interview atanga tiri kuita anatuku anaja praise nevamwewo nekuti Heather akaita ma interviews nevanhu vakawanda saka achange achaparura ipapo pa page rake. Where else can people reach you?
You can also reach me. You can listen to the radio show that comes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 09, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so 4 times a week. And then YouTube also.
YouTube. And I pay YouTube. Mota I pay Shoshu. Time
in Africa.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Okay. Aiwa regai timbodzokera kune nhaurwa yedu yanhasi yatanga tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuti iwo kusagadzikana kuri kuitwa muMDC kunorevei kune madzimai regai timboenda kune mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangunjika angati angari ikoko kuHarare akwanisa iye kuenda kumuzinda weMDC tinzwe kuti zvii zvaawana ikoko.
Vatamborinyoka vaudza vatori venhau pamuzinda weMDCT weHarvest House nhasi kuti havaoni kuti sei nyaya yekuti mumwe wevateveri wavatsvangirai vachamisa ndivo vave kubata chinzvimbo chemutungamiri webato iri yamutsa mutauro sezvo izvi zvisina kuitika apo pakambodomwa vamwe vateveri vavo vanoti muzvare Tokozani Kupe navamudzuri kuti vabate chinzvimbo ichi zvichitevera kudomwa kwavachamisa nezuro munyori mukuru webato iri vaDouglas Monzora vakaburitsawo gwaro iro raiti vamudzuri ndivo vange vachakabata chinzvimbo chemutungamiriri webato iri vatamborinyoka vakoka musangano wevatori venhau kuti vatsanangure kuti vachamisa ndivo vakabata chinzvimbo chavatsvangirai pari zvino.
Musangano vakaita nevatori venhau vari kutsanangura nyaya yanetsa kuti president Tsvangirai vakati vachamisa vakabata chinzvimbo chavo. Vamwe vari kuti ndezvekunyepa, vakaita imwe statement kunzi yakabudiswa navatsvangirai vachiti izvozvo hazvisizvo. Ndabudisa pachena kuti statement iyo iri kunzi yakabudiswa navatsvangirai ndeyekunyepa, uyezve ini ndiri mutauriro wavatsvangirai. Zvandakataura nezuro ndiyo position yavatsvangirai.
Vati vakataura nevatsvangirai nezuro uye vachamisa vatotanga basa ravo semutungamiri weMDC nhasi apo vasangana nenhengo dzeparamende pamwe nemasachigaro ematunhu ebato ravo.
Zvandakataura nezuro hazvina kuchinja, uyezve kuekta kwemavhice kwemadeputy avatsvangirai hakuna kutanga nhasi. Muna September 2017 vatsvangirai vakapoinda VP kupe kuti vavamiririre vakavamirira yavasipo. Muna January 2018 vakapoinda vamudzuri kuti vaekte vavamirire vasipo vakaekta. Izvi zvavapoinda vashamisa, saka hapana chinoshamisa. This is delegated authority. Masimba okupuhwa vatsvangirai ndo vachiri mudzo masimba, saka hapana chachinja.
Asi mutauri webato iri vaobet gutu
tiri kunzwa apo kubva kune mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangudya achitaura iye zvaitika nhasi muHarare panyaya yenhaurwa yatiri kutaura nezvayo. Apo nhasi taona pachiita mapishapisha pakati pevatungamiri veMDCT, saka tiri kutarisa itsu kuti zvinorevei kumadzimai. Tinoona kuti muzvare Tokozani Kupe pari zvino hatisati tanyatsonzwa kuti vari papi panyaya iyoyi. Asi taita rombo rakanaka, tine mumwe munyarikani imo muno mustudio medu. Tatsikwa neprovinsi. PJ, mumboti introducerawo tina ani muno mustudio. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka chaizvezvo.
Ye, lamhlanje sive lezethekelezi nengi. Kodwa ke esisilayi kathesi ngizaqala ke ngokunika ithuba lokuthi sizwe imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje, udaba oluphathelane le ngxabangxoza eyenzakalayo. Ngike ngatsho ngathi kule ngxabangxoza ekhona ebandleni eliphikisayo elikhulu ele-MDC ekhokhelwa ngubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai ele-MDCT, kulo kungani kudonselana ebukhokheleni lapha, ngoba kuvele kukhanya ngani kuqalise ngokuthi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lapho esegula esebanjwe umkhuhlane wemvukuzane uphinde wakhetha abasekeli bakhe ababili, yena evele elomsekeli omunye unkosazana Thokozani Kupe. Ukhethe umnumzana Chamisa Nelson Chamisa kanye lo mnumzana Elias Mutsuri ukuthi bancedisane lomakhuphe. Khona lapho kwadala okungani izinkulumo. Kodwa ke kathesi inkulumo liyana isiqhelile, kathesi sokulokudonselana phakathi kwabo bebathathu, kumbe ngithi ikakhulu phakathi kwababili umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kanye lo mnumzana Elias Mutsuri. Ukhanya even umakhuphe usegoqe izandla. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu nkosikazi Dokasi Hobe.
Ngiyabonga.
Yeah. Singakangeni kuhlelo lwethu lolu, ngizathanda ke ukuthi ngunike ithuba lokuthi la ukhulume ngezomculo, njengoba uyitha Maxwell ayi esuke lapha akade khuluma ngezomculo. Wena ke lile concert ngomgqibelo, ungathi fahla ngamafeature singakayi kudaba lolu lusegudwini.
Yebo, ngiyabonga. Yeah. Ngime lapha ngimelele inhlanganiso ekuthiwa yivusa, Voices from Southern Africa. Siyabe sile concert sicelebrate i-10th anniversary yevusa, and i-concert leyo izabe iseColombia ngomgqibelo ngesikhathi sika 5 to 7. Iyabe isenzelwa eNew Hope Lutheran Church, yikho lapho esiyabe sikhona eColombia njengokutsho kwami. So ukucula siyacula ikhona, ngithemba abaningi abangaziyo ukuthi mina ezomculo ngiyangena sibili.
Uyacula. Leli qembu elomculo libunjwa ngabantu abavela ngapi? Uzingizwe usithe na Voices from Southern Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Laqala ngo-2007. Liqaliswa His Excellency uWelile Nhlapho wase South Africa lapha eAmerica. Esekelwa umnumzamna uDerek Moyo umuyi.
Yeah.
And babona ukuthi kwakufanele ukuthi kube lenhlanganiso enjalo. Kodwa bathi iqala yayingeye South Africa. Kodwa nje njoba nalisazi ukuthi silokudlelwana okuningi thina esilamazwa gombolozeli South Africa. So kuningi esilakho okufanayo, siyahlabela ingoma ezifanayo, siyacula okufanayo, silemthetho ehambelanayo. Base bebona ukuthi hayi bo. Njoba nasivele sihlabela into ezihlukeneyo kodwa ezihambelana ezinye futhi ziyafanana kutshintsha nje amazwi ngoba sesikhuluma indimi ezihlukeneyo base bekubona kufanele ukuthi ikhule ngeinhlanganiso le. Silo director wethu owavela waqala iqala ke inhlanganiso leyo okuthiwa nguMike. Ngizalinika i-address yakhe elingathi uma lifisa ukuthi sihlabele endaweni zenu, ngiyabona lingamthinta lizwe ukuthi kuyenza yini.
Yeah.
Ngamafitshane yikho ukuqala kwayo. Inhlanganiso le iyevusa ihlabelela ku indime ezitshiyeneyo, ezinye ingoma zethu yinganekwane, ezinye ingoma ezokuthi you compose a song and lihlabele kube njalo, ezinye ngezokukhonza njalo, ezinye ngamahubo. So kuchiyene kodwa zimnando kubi shuwa ukutshelwa ikuncitshwa.
Yeah.
Okwanisa ukuthi afike ngomgqibelo ngo-5 to 7 eLutheran Church eColumbia. Makezi.
Yeah. Ngamafitshane engxenye abakhuluma ulimi lwesishona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Jange shithi ka mai Dorcas Hobe vanova muchikwata chekuimba chinonzi Vusa. Mungati tano ure zvishomanini nechikwata chenyu chevusa ichi.
Vusa zvichireva kuti voices from Southern Africa. Tine concert ya tinenge tinayo musi wemugovera pa Columbia pa Lutheran Church, and concert yacho na inenge chitanga between 5 and 7 tichi celebrate zvedu kuti Vusa is now 10 years old. Tinoimba nziyo dzakasiyana siyana dzeku Southern Africa nekuti ma members edu anobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana mu Southern Africa. Ndizvo zvinenge zvichiitika.
Mhm. Sibuyeleke kudaba lwethu olusegudwini. Ubona njani ingxabangxoza le eku MDCT?
Uyazi
ukuthi abesifazane bona bangapi khona lapha kungxabangxoza yena le yokudonselana?
Ngingakaqali futhi ngokuthi abesifazane.
Mhm.
iMDC iyo ihlanganise bikhangelelwa ngabantu abaningi ukuthi uma kungasizani uPF iMDC. So iningi labantu bebekhangelela ukuthi MDC. Manje uma sokulokulwisana kuMDC kuyaphambanisa inhliziyo zabantu, bacine abanye besithi akusasizi lokuthi ngivote. Umama uMakhuphe njengomuntu obesenior mina bengikhumbulela ukuthi engcela angathi unyawo njoba navele bese luphakathi. Kodwa ubusubona ukuthi hawo kathi kathesi usekhanye sefuqelwe eceleni sengisizwa kuthiwa sokulo chiwe efake esihlalweni nguTswangira. Ngingazi kumbe liqiniso yini kodwa kuyaphambanisa thina besifazana ngoba sifisa ukuthi uma sivele sikhwela ilada sifuna ukuyafika phezulu.
Yeah, ndichibvunza kuti mai Hobe kuti zviri kuitika muningerekenene muri kuona seiwo saka vanga vachingopo maonero avo pamusoro pe kudonzerana kuriko muMDCT.
Mrs. Hovey, you came in at a very interesting, I see you're talking about you have a concert coming up, but what's your take on the political front on what's going on within the MDCT right now? Where do women fit in?
You know, it's so sad because when it comes to campaigning, women yes. are at the forefront. They are made to work hard. And then when it comes to choosing, they tend to be sidelined. That is grossly unfair. We can actually take a stand as women because we are in the majority. We need to push our women to be the leaders as well because they represent us. They represent our views. They represent our aspirations. They represent us in entirety. So it is quite disturbing, and I hope that we've only got a few months to go from what we understand before the elections. If MDC doesn't wake up and stop this infighting, they are in for a shock.
Yes.
It's very interesting to see what is coming from the ground, because PJ, we heard there from our reporter was saying, you know, there was a press conference that was called, but, you know, Thokozani Kuphi was nowhere to be seen at that press conference. So I've always had that saying that if you are not at the table, you know, to take up your place, you're going to become the meal. Do you think that she should also be maybe also putting a voice in there when this is going on?
You know, I'm of the view that in any situation, you need to hear both sides of the coin, mm-hmm. of the story. I have not heard her own side, so yes. It becomes difficult for me to judge. I don't know her reasons for not participating in that conference.
Mm-hmm.
She may have been barred for some reason, but we haven't heard her side.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for us to know what it is from the horse's mouth before we can make any sort of
comments or judgments.
Yes, yeah. I'm only seeing it from one angle, the story that is being told. Yet there's another story which I have not heard. I want to hear her speak.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear why she was not there. That's the question I would ask her.
Mm-hmm.
And let her speak for herself.
Yes. Tina mai dokas hove varimuno mustudio nesu nasi varukutaura ivo vanga varukutaura panyaya ya trukuzi ya nezha. Yotambenge trukutaura jeva imbi nekutitine mwe danga kenda kuzimbabwe. Asta zoka je panyaya nyaya yedu ya nasi yezha trukuona jurukuiti kambatore MDCT. Umomurku itaimo ai wakusa wirirana. Kweva tunga miri mbato irisaka mai hove varukuti ivo. Varukuda kunzwa kubva kuna ivo. Amai toko zani kupia kuti chii chaizo chiri kuitika na kuti pesa hapa na urwa ziri kubuda, ziri kungo buda kubva kune side rimwe chete. Saka tinoziva PJ tamboedza kuti tibate ivo muzvare Thokozani Kuphi. Asi parizvino handisi kuziva kuti havasi kutora nhare dzavo here kana kuti sei, but vakawanda ndozvavari kubvunzawo kuti toda kuziva kuti chii chiri kuitika nekuti ivo vakauya vakataura kuti izvi ndo mamirira akaita zvinhu zvinoita kuti zvinhu zviite nyore. Asi tiri ipapo toda kungotora mukana uno kuti tikumbire regerero kune vatsigiri vedu veFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Parizvino live feed yedu haisi kuita yawanikwa iyo ichikata, ndofunga tasvika pahafu chaipo zvekuti handisi kukwanisa kana kuti ndiverenge kuti tina anani vatinyorera ipo pano, uyezve kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vatiri kuedza kuridza nhare. Ndiri kunzwa kunge zviri kunzi nhare hadzisi kuita, handizive PJ kana pane mumwe munyarikani
hanzi pane mukola
tiri kunzwa kuti nhare dzinenge dzaita. Regai tinzwe. Hallo makadi yenyu?
Tiripo makadiniwo.
Motipawo kufunga kwenyu nezviri mudanda rezvi.
Mungati dzokorodzera zvekare izvi zvakamira sezviri mudanda.
Tiri kutaura nezvezviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Nhasi iprogiramu yemadzimai zvayo, handizivi kuti pana mama here vari padhuze ipapo baba.
Pandiri panapa handina mama vari padhuze.
Saka ingoti gaga izvenyu, ndofunga takufonera izvedu, asi tangatichida nyanya madzimai, taura izvenyu.
Ndasina nzwisa kuti zvazvakamira sei, chirongwa chachiri chemadzimai asi topiki yange yakamira sei.
Ndo yandiri kuti ndezviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Kuti munozviona sei? Tiri kuona vakuru vari kurwisana imomo, asi mokoti gaga.
Zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT ka zvaiunza confusion kumhuri yeZimbabwe. Vanhu havachazivi kuti vakamira pasi, nekuti vanhu vazhinji vakangwa netariso rekuti bato reMDCT richange richitiburitsa mumatambudziko nehunhapwa hwatanga tiri kuburidza nebato reZANUPF. Asi nekuda kweconfusion iripo, hatichazivi vari kurwisana pachavo vakuru. Izvezvi unonzwanzi Tendai Biti akaumira kuHarare East, unonzwanzi Obet Gudu akaumira kuHarare East, opuchi vanhu ivavo vese ndo vatungamiri vacho MDC Alliance. Zvakuita kuti susu nesu tichivhiringisisa kuti tomira papi.
Saka imi munoona remangwana rakamira papi tisati tati muende zvenyu, nekuti tine mai Margaret Dongo vanga vabvuma kupinda pachirongwa, saka tichaedza kuvafonera timbonzwawo pfungwa dzavo. Asi mungoti gaga, munoonawo zvakamira sei mune remangwana?
Mune ramangwana redu bato redu reMDC rikakagadziriswa, handione pane chinenge chakarongeka. Ndaona kutsarudzo dzivakundikana, nekuti havana kurongeka pachavo.
Haiwa, tinokutendai. Very interesting comment there, PJ, coming from one of our followers, or one of our, I'm sure they are from WhatsApp, because they were saying, what's your topic? So I said, no, we're talking about the MDC. And I did try to get him to bring, if he had a woman nearby, to the phone, but but he said he didn't. Mm-hmm. But he's just saying he's very upset with what is going on in MDCT, because right now they're supposed to be preparing for elections and, you know, things like that. So they need to, you know, put their heads together and come up with a solution. He also mentioned that he's surprised that there are two people running. I think he said Harare East, where Obed Gutu and Tendai Biti are both putting in their hats for a position there. So he said he's not very happy about that.
Yeah. Look at Skubela Pambil. So Kangela Lona Lolo Daba Loves Fazana would wanna batini Wutabalolo Olo in Abanoza E Parati we MTCT Ulogutun Selana Ukul Abaning Vele Bajbona ba bega umlando nguye yena umnumzana amoke Ntshangirayi ukuthi wavele wakhethelani laba ababili phezu kwa makhuphi yilo daba lukhona inkosikazi Hobe anje
iye yilo sibili liqiniso lelo
wena ubona njani wena khona lapha
mina njengokutsho kwami kwakuqala angisiyothathekile
Ipasi yaba.
Anso tathekile mina. Ningezwa kuthiwa kuthe. Uzibani uthe. Mfuna ukuthi ngizizwele kuzibani.
Kuzibani.
Ngifuna yena uTshwangirayi asitshele.
Yena uMakhupho laye asitshele.
Kuqala kuyuma uMakhupho. Bese kuzobuya ngithi uyabe sesitshelile ukuthi mina kube kuthe kwathi engxe uTshwangirayi ngizwe sesithi so kuthiwa singitshelwa futhi ngabanye abantu ayikhona la nguye angithi thina ke kusipha amandla ukuthi sithi hawu kanti uTshwangirayi lokho esesikuzwa ke akusichasiseli abe sesitshela bese simtshela futhi la uTshwangirayi ukuthi thina njengabomama besimsekela
kakhulu
kodwa ke uma sethatha omunye wethu esemphosela egodini kuyasizwisa ubuhlungu kumele sichasisele ukuthi yini okay uma kuyikuthi kumbe kukhona okungabe kukonakele yini engasibuzanga ukuthi omunye singamfaka ongumfazi nguphi
yena ke uMakhupho laye bayambeka umlando ukuthi ngasabonakale kungxabanxoza yonke yona le segoqe izandla nanku kube lo mhlangano lentathe lezindaba yi press conference ehanjwe nguGodwin anje uyindi kungani engasatholakale akasazwakali lelizwi lakhe ukuthi liphume ezindabeni
mina njengokutsho kwami angiqali vele ukusola umuntu ngingazange ngimzwe ekhuluma uma kuyikuthi khonapha mina lingangithethisa limphosele lokhu limphosele limphosela matshe bese kuthiwa kusasa buya ku-conference e-VOA ngiyabenza buya ngithi nini nalingitshayelela ngigijimisa ngiyahle ngithi phinda bambone futhi
kodwa ke phela ungakhalala ayizwilizwi lakho
asikwazi ukuthi ukhalile lina like lamdinga
yebosike samdinga sibili ngathi iviki yonke yona le kade lokhu esimzama ecingweni kodwa-ke ucingo lwakhe lube lungadoda
lizathola ukuthi engxa ifoni yakhe ifile futhi
angitsho
ukuthi ngiyamsekela engikutshoyo ukuthi mina mfuna ukuzizwela yena azikhulumele yedwa atsho ukuthi hhayi mina obekungihlupha yilokhu lalokhu lalokhu ngakho-ke bake bangixotsha abazange batsho ukuthi sebengingenisile futhi kodwa sebefuna ngizothethiswa amacala engingawaziyo hhayi lami ngithe wothi ngizithulele
ingqobe ikuye uMakhupho for now mava I was just reiterating your question that Makhupho is nowhere to be found in this rango she needs to be heard. And we tried to reach out to her, but we couldn't get her. And she was saying, most probably her phone is not working well, so we cannot talk on her behalf. But still, we still want to hear her side of the story.
I think what we should be saying is, for listeners, eli mbona uMakhupho, sicela limncwebe indlebe ukuthi i-VOA iyamdinga ngakabathinte please ukuthi laye anike isayidi yakhe ngoba lakhe kuyamkhulula yena yeduma abantu nje uyabe senzela uzulu ukuthi azi ukuthi kathi vele yena ume ngaphi lokho kuqakathekile ngokubona kwami ukuthula akulunganga ngoba kwenza abantu bakhuluma okuningi-ningi
bakukhulumele bafake amazwi
bosokhanya ukuthi liqiniso khona kungasiqiniso so wena kazikhulumele umakhupe sifuna ukumuzwa makhupe siyakuncenga sicela usikhulule uzozikhulumela lawe sikuzwe ukuthi wena uvela usithini.
She was pleading with Makhupe there.
Trukunzwapo, mnyarikani wedu vari muno mustudio amai hove, vari kutaura ivo kuti dai, imi vatereri nevatedzeri vedu vepa studio 7 panapa mukaonawo amai kupe, movataura kuti muri kutsvagwa ne VOA nekuti tiri kuedza kuti tinzwe kuti ivo vari kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi, asi sekutaura kwaita PJ pari zvino hapana atakwanisa kuvabata, saka mai hove vari kuti kusvika vanzwa ivo kuti muzvare kupe vari kuti chine nyaya iyoyi havari kumbomira kuti vakwanise ivo kuti vachitaura kuti nini mafungiro angu ndeaya nekuti havasi kuziva kuti zvakamira sei. Saka mai hove vari kukurudzira imi vari kutiteera pano paFacebook ndoziya nhasi VOA show hatisi kuoneka zvedu asi kune avo vari kutiona kumamwe mapeji edu. Hanzi mukaona amai kupe vaudze kuti muri kutsvagwa neVOA ngavatifonere tinzwewo zwi ravo kuti vari kuti chii nekuti sekutaura kwataita PJ vamunangagwa vakataura ivo kuti saridzo iri kutoitwa
gore rino
uyezve mumwedzi inotevera asi takatarisa zviri kuitika izvi tichazoona madzimai pasina avamirira
MDCT pache zvavo vakagadzirira here sarudzo iyi sebezilungiselele na uketo lolo lukona ngempela ngoba umunangagwa uchilo ukutenana lukona lonyaka so nsuku zatywala ukuti lwenziwe lolo keto nxa lokhe kulenxabanxoza enje.
So, Mrs. Ove, maybe to just round up from what you heard, you know, our discussion moving forward, what can women do to make sure they're not left out of, you know, the table, especially when it comes to politics and what we're seeing happening?
I think women need to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to rally amongst ourselves. We have powerful women amongst ourselves, women who can stand up and speak on our behalf, articulate issues as they are supposed to be articulated, the priority issues for women. We want those women who are able to. We shouldn't look at people because they are our friends. No, mm-hmm. We should look beyond that and be objective, looking at Zimbabwe, its development, and we need those powerful women. And I know we've got lots of women.
I am a
women's defender.
Tomopindirai papo timbotaura vateerera. Hanzi namai hove madzimai musatyire kure. Pindaiwo munyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Nekuti kana usipo panenge pachidyiwa. Iwe ndiwo uchaita chikafu chichadyiwa mundiro iyoyo. Saka musatyire kure. Vari kutaura ivo vakanyanyonangana nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Umoti zwire mudzimai risiri kunzwika pari zvino nekuti hatisi kukwanisa kubata vari munyaya yacho iyoyi muzvare Tokozani Kupe. Saka kamwe chetezve ndotaura muzvare Tokozani Kupe kana muri kutinzwa tibate iwo tuda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu munyaya iyoyi PJ.
Inkuthazo bani elokugcina njoba isikhathi sethu vele sisavume ukuthi senzeni njengaba isifazane ukuze lathi sibonakale sikhona lapha kukhethu lapha emalungiselelweni okhethu ngoba singavele siswelakale emalungiselelweni asizeyi kuba khona ekukhetheni
kuliqiniso lelo omama baya empini besilwa bechiya abantwana ezindlini bechiyela ogogo baya kulwempini inketho ifanele ukuthi babe phakathi kwayo ngakho lasisekeleni nini omama abalolwazi omama esingabaphi information ukuthi basimele siba support obaba bangalitshela ukuthi ha ungavotela ubani votela uSorenso oyindoda uyavuma kodwa usukuxa wakho lapha faka umama xa kangena ngebhedo makusitsho njalo.
Very interesting. And PJ, also, you know, you were talking about an event that you're going to be having this weekend. There's also another event. There is a Glitz and Glamour, I think it's a fundraiser for Women of Dominion on Saturday, also in Maryland. Also, your event, what is it called?
Vusa, which is Voices from Southern Africa, sile ngomezi mnandi, libu yesibili e Columbia, e New Hope Lutheran Church, e Guildford Road, lizo zilalelela, between 5 and 7 p.m. Kusasa.
sorry everybody, but thank you so much to all those who joined us. I would like to apologize for those on our VOA Shona Facebook page. I know the live cut off, I think it was halfway or a quarter of the way, but thank you to to all our guests, our in-studio guests, Heather Maxwell, who was here with us, and Dorcas Hove also, who is right here with us. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, as long as cool, as the best feature, as Zange, Sitate, Abalalel, way to Gumbe, Abasibugeleo, go Facebook, go Facebook Live, go to Salibonga, Mulalela Wayne, or Salivalisa Womanje, who practices Jeremiah.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Like, love, share all our platforms. Thank you.